recently a new neighbor, a blonde-haired woman, called the local township administrative office to request the removal of the deer crossing sign on our road. The reason? Too many deer were being hit by cars, and she didn't want them to cross there anymore. That joke gives new meaning to the stereotypical dumb blonde. The real problem is, though, that dumbness is, unfortunately, not restricted to blondes. Brunettes, redheads, those with silky black hairdos are not exempt. How do we know? Well, let's look at just one of the glaringly obvious signs of this past week. Though we didn't have any elections here locally last Tuesday, other places in the country did. And of those, the most important was for the mayoralty of New York City. Despite our prayers, or more likely because of our prayers, America just elected its first communist as a mayor. And not just a Marxist, but a Muslim, for good measure. It's all quite unbelievable. How could it happen? Who voted for him? Well, turns out it was a whole lot of dumb blondes and brunettes and reds and blacks and minority groups. Turns out he was supported by an overwhelming 84% of young women. Apparently his handsome, young, pretty face was a deciding factor. I'm not kidding. Among the exit poll interviews I heard, a near constant refrain was that he was a young guy and government desperately needs new young blood. The old guys like Cuomo, Sliwa, Trump, Biden accepted because he didn't know what was going on. Well, they're all responsible for getting us into the mess we currently find ourselves in. None of them were smart enough to govern. Yeah, right. Zohran Mamdani's total lack of substantive work experience was another gem in his resume. He served as a state assemblyman since 2021. Born into a wealthy family with a silver spoon in his mouth, he grew up in the lap of luxury. No knowledge of how working people and the less advantaged struggle to survive. He got everything free. So why not everybody else, downtrodden and discriminated against in this great city of immigrants? Every ethnic group supported his promises of free public transit, free child care, subsidized city-owned grocery stores, and $30 minimum wages so that people can actually afford to live in New York. So folks, let's tax the wealthy, except those like his, and big corporations, even though they're fleeing the city in droves. No matter, we'll still tax them wherever they go. Good luck with that. As bad as all these qualities of Zohran Mamdani are, his family ties are even worse. He has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist group, has marched with pro-Palestinian activists, and supports disinvestment and isolation of Israel. For the most Jewish city in America, and until recently, most Jewish city in the world for many decades, this is catastrophic. But not just for New York, but for America. Because what all of this is a sign for is a wholesale rejection of authority and respect for the law. Voters purposely choosing a young man with virtually no experience, purposely rejecting older, more knowledgeable, experienced people, represents a delusional break with the real world. Personal living is all that matters for most young voters, who turned out in record droves. Live like we want. Others don't matter, least of all God. Who needs him? He's totally irrelevant. He makes no difference at all. But it's not just there. Ignorance of the Bible, of who God is, of who we are, is not limited to the citizens and illegal aliens who last Tuesday voted in Muslims, communists, sexist, authoritarian, democracy-hating, hysterical, psychotic fanatics into office in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia. People who should know better and who talked for years like they did know have revealed themselves to be just as insane as last Tuesday's voters, though hailing from the supposedly opposite end of the political spectrum. Listening to Tucker Carlson years ago, I wondered if he really was sincere and earnestly believed all of what he was saying. Turns out my reservations were justified. If there was still any doubt about him, it's gone now. In his abominable interview of white supremacist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes, released just 2 weeks ago, Carlson accused me and you of being victims seized by this brain virus of Christian Zionism. Because we have hymns in our hymnal about Jerusalem, when you see, as Carlson so eloquently explained, it's all unbiblical, unchristian, anti-Christ. And Carlson finds us just so offensive. It's on tape. Well, for all that's good and right, we must stop listening to him. We need to renounce and refute all his lies. We need to pray for his soul, which is in grave danger of falling into hell. And we need to repent to God for this onslaught of sin from one who used to be with us as a strong, bold conservative. But when many began to criticize his interview and refusal to confront Fuentes on his praise of Hitler and racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic attitudes, Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts defended Carlson. For those of you who don't know, the Heritage Foundation is the premier conservative think tank in America. It has been a major advisor to President Trump's administration and the source of many recommendations for positions in the current government, including Supreme Court justices. The absolute inability for Roberts to see the inexcusability of giving a huge conservative platform for damnable lies is grounds for termination. Since he has not seen fit to do the right thing and resign, I sent an email directly to Heritage pointing out the biblical demands regarding Israel and the Jews and how the only possible way to repair the damage done to the whole conservative movement is for Roberts to be terminated. For how do you think our Jewish Savior by the name of Jesus views this? Do you love Lord Jesus? He is solely responsible for your salvation and entrance into eternal life in heaven. Surely that is more than enough to elicit our undying love and total devotion to him. But it turns out in another study I recently read that the name of Jesus is the most offensive word in the English language. You see, God, Christ, Christian are all words whose meanings can be adjusted by the speakers to whatever they want them to mean. But the name of Jesus is specific to one particular single individual, and Lord Jesus represents, as no one and nothing else can, the entirety of life, light, and truth. Those of you who have received my emails have surely noted that I end them with a wish for Lord Jesus to bless the recipients. I had no idea that I was being so offensive. But if there is anything that we Christians must be about doing, is to proclaim the truth. Lord Jesus is the truth, the life, the light, the everything, the destiny of every person on earth who has ever lived, is now living, and who will ever live, depends on their relationship with this one God-man, Jesus. There is no avoiding it. He can't be bypassed. Every single human on earth will appear before him. We must work and pray that their audience with Jesus will be a joyous one. Since he is the one divine person on whom all of human history depends, on whom all human life lives, the evil one will do everything in his power to prevent people from coming to know Lord Jesus. We humans are incomplete without the Lord's Holy Spirit. We were never created to live without him. We are always meant to live in union and unity with Lord Jesus, like is described in Song of Songs. But without him, we're never firing on all cylinders, as it were. Without him, we're blind. We can't see where we're going or what we're doing. Without him, we're the devil's playthings. The evil one can and does manipulate us as he wills to wreak havoc on the earth in each of our spheres of influence. Thus we deceive ourselves as we truly become insane mental patients who spout off and act out in increasingly violent, out-of-control behaviors that seek to blind everyone else to the love in Christ Jesus. Know that while every false religion has originated in the devil's mind, Islam is his direct answer to Christianity and Judaism, for it exactly matches the criteria John teaches in his letters. We must steer clear of it, push it out of America, and pray it out of more and more unsuspecting Americans before Tuesday's results spread. Imagine if more New Yorkers knew Lord Jesus. They'd never have voted for Mamdani. All of which means that we, who aren't New Yorkers, must increase our prayer support for all of God's people working to bring the gospel to America's and the world's most important city, and for the light of the whole Bible to come to people like Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and Kevin Roberts. All these things and many more happenings in our world every day are unmistakable signs that we are in the end times. The day of the Lord, the wrath of God is coming on this earth. We who've given our lives in the service of Lord and Supreme Commander Jesus will have no fear or dread of what's coming, for we will be raptured to heaven before the great tribulation begins. We have such a wondrous, marvelous hope to look forward to. We will know the peace that passes understanding. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you have done for us, because you came for us and for everybody on earth of all time and space. We thank you that everything revolves around you, and that you have brought us into your light out of the darkness. Help us to be ever more thankful, worthily thanking you for your great sacrifice for us. In Jesus' name,